We're still talking about prayer. In my previous lesson, I mentioned Elijah, who was a man like we are. He prayed and the rain stopped for 3.5 years. He prayed again, and the heavens caused it to rain upon the earth. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 5, after his disciples asked him to teach them to pray, as John the Baptist taught his disciples to pray. In the 6th chapter of Matthew, Jesus said, "When you pray, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the street, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when you pray, enter into your closet, and when you have shut the door, pray to your Father which is in secret, and your Father which sees in secret shall reward you openly. When you pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not like unto them, for your Father knows what things you have need of before you ask him." Jesus was giving instructions to his apostles on how they should pray, but otherwise gave few rules. His teachings reduces down to 3 general principles: keep it honest, keep it simple, and keep it up. Jesus pressed home that we come as beloved children to a Father who loves us and cares deeply about our lives. If you would ask young parents what is the correct way for their children to approach them, you will probably get a puzzled look. Correct way? Being a parent means that you do your best to remain available to your children and responsive to their needs. As Jesus said, if a human parent responds with compassion and not hostility, how much more will your heavenly Father? Let us approach the throne of grace with confidence, urged the writer of the book of Hebrews, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Some people, when they pray, feel constrained by body languages of praying. Should we kneel, close our eyes, use a formal or casual approach? What is the appropriate prayer style? The Bible itself includes multitudes of styles. Peter knelt, Jeremiah stood, Nehemiah sat down, Abraham prostrated himself, and Elijah put his face between his knees. So it appears to me Jesus is leaving these things up to the individual. Some people feel more comfortable standing while they pray. Some walk around in the house while they pray. Others feel they must kneel when they pray. Whatever way you do it, simply do it. Elijah prayed. Later, Elijah's prayer at Mount Carmel was a masterpiece. The story is recorded in 1 Kings chapter 18. It takes place after the children of Israel had followed wicked Ahab and wicked Jezebel into worshiping Baal. Elijah met up with Ahab and said, "Gather all the people and the prophets of Baal and the prophets of the grove and meet us up on Mount Carmel. We're going to bring this thing to a head. So he did. Ahab gathered all the people, gathered up 450 prophets of Baal. Elijah told them to bring out 2 bullocks. He gave one to the prophets of Baal, and he took one. The prophets of Baal cut theirs up and put it on the altar and prayed the rest of the day that Baal would bring down fire from heaven. It didn't happen. They prayed. Elijah mocked them, told them to pray louder. Maybe your God is asleep and needs to be awakened. Went into a frenzy jumping up on the altar, praying. And when the day was over, they had not heard from their God Baal. So Elijah prepared his sacrifice. He told the men to douse it down with water. They ended up putting 12 barrels of water on this altar, and it filled a ditch that was dug around the altar. Elijah prayed 30 seconds. 30 seconds. He said, "Hear me, O Lord. Hear me, that this people may know that you are the Lord God." And verse 38 tells us, "Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trenches." We serve a prayer answering God. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.